First off, Dave, thanks for sitting down with us. Huge fan of the show Bitchin' Rides. So tell me, Dave, is there anything that you won't do, that you won't work on?
Well, if there's money involved, I'm pretty much a hot rod hooker, I guess, at this point. But no, there is, I mean, there's certain cars that I'm really not interested in doing. And to be honest with you, we have such a calling for people to have cars built that we can be pretty choosy. I always say that a car, any car you see has a potential of being the coolest car that you might see at the show. Mm-hmm. It just depends on what you do with it. And so really, I've got the right crew to make something big happen. We can make a spaceship out of a vintage 30s car, or we can keep it super clean and classy. And that's really my design eye. And after talking with the client, getting an idea of what kind of styling they like, favorite colors, you know, stance, engine, I try and take all of their ideas, and then I try and put them into a design theme that everybody else will understand. A. B. I want to make sure that that car is still in style in 20 years. So a lot of times when you see our cars, we haven't completely changed the whole body shape. We've added details to it, kept the chrome and the classic theme of the car a lot of the times, and I think that that kind of carries through. I mean, cars that we've built 10 years ago are still in style.
You know, Dave, I look around at all the new vehicles that are out on the assembly line, mass produced. I just don't see it, but what do you think is going to be a classic from the last 20, 30 years or so in the future?
You know, that's a great question, and I think really the way to look at it is if you look back into the mid-80s, there were some pretty cool cars that are still sought after. GNX, you know, the Grand Nationals, turbocharged. I mean, those are really coming on hard. I think that there is cars right now, especially, you know, the efforts that not only U.S. manufacturers are doing, but a lot of the outside the U.S. Manufacturers and stylists, I think they're building in a lot of style into these cars that will be sought after and will hold their styling cue. You know, Mercedes has always been a great example of that. They've always had kind of that same theme that they've kept on the cars. They're identifiable, but they keep giving it just a little bit more wedge, a little sharper body lines. And so those cars in particular, I think, are going to be something that will be classics down the road that people really want to still have and drive and enjoy. The American Muscle cars, though, I think they've done a great job on those. It's hard to say which one I would choose, whether it be a Challenger, the Mustang, or the Camaro. I
mean, hate to be sexist here, but when are we actually going to see a woman in the shop?
Well, you never know. You'll have to just stay tuned. Obviously, we've got Bailey and Charity and Valerie up in the front running marketing, and they work their butts off. I've had a couple of resumes come past me that have women. I've had women in the back before, you know, working in the shop.
Can you rephrase that?
That didn't come out. We're going to have to start all over and keep this up.
Okay, for people who want to catch the show, who haven't seen Bitchin' Rides, who are totally missing out, how can they do it?
I'll tell you, they're still doing reruns from the first three seasons on Velocity Channel, and yeah, you can buy them. iTunes also has them. I think they're a couple dollars for an episode. You download those. But no, you know what? Stick around, because like I say, beginning of October, we got 16 episodes coming out, and there's some really, really Bitchin' Rides on that one.
Dave Kindig of Kindig Designs, of course, out of Salt Lake City, Utah. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I tell you, you got to check it out Saturday, actually, on Velocity. You don't want to miss Bitchin' Rides. Thanks for sitting down with us on News Talk 780 KOH.